At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You said run in here and hit record.
I did. I mean, listen, I never told anybody I had to be out at a certain time. What I said is that one of my kids had a fever all night. He woke up, you know, let's just start the show.
Show's been started.
No, you got to hit the button.
Okay. Consider it hit, man. I used one of our sound effects on The Big Show.
Heard it. It was great. Greatly appreciated. And your fake SportsCenter photo, hilarious. You're like, we made it. And you had a SportsCenter little graphic in the corner. I laughed out loud. That was great.
My wife goes, is that real? And I said, no. I was watching YouTube on our TV at home. And I thought, dang, that kind of looks like it's on TV. And I said, oh, what if I take a picture of it and put the logo SportsCenter? It looks like we're on SportsCenter.
It was great. Still didn't get people to watch it, but it was great. Not a lot of people liked that video.
Arnold, get over here and start this out. Okay, I heard we're rushed today. Lunch said do it fast. Yeah, I mean, that's relationships. Sometimes, you know, you just got to get in a quickie. Yeah, you know, hop them quick, you know. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, man. How was your weekend? We haven't seen you in a month. It was good. March Madness, a lot of sadness, and green beer. That's fun, dude. All right, we got to start the show. Do this with me. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west north side of Nashville with Baser, my wife, lover, dearly beloved, the Baser. She got infusions in her bones or something to strengthen her bones, and she said it's giving her the chills. It's almost like that damn COVID shot.
What do you mean, infusions in your bones?
I don't know if they necessarily go into your bones, but it's some sort of a needle, and it infuses stuff into your body to strengthen your bones because the cancer weakened her bones.
Got it.
And so she says she has, like, the craziest body aches right now. I said, whatever you need, I got you.
So you're telling me that cancer patients, that weakens their bones, you can strengthen your bones back up by a shot.
A little bit.
That's very interesting. Never knew that. So how'd you sleep last night, Ray?
Oh my gosh, coach. I mean, what did I... Went to bed before Baser. Oh! Father-in-law! I'm about to go to bed. I'm in my jammies, and he says, hey, I'm bringing all this furniture over to your house. We have cabinets, tables, grills, outdoor tables, china cabinets, this cutting board thing that looks like it could go on the patio, but it could also junk up the patio. Our garage and whole living room is filled with nothing but furniture. So rocked that until like 8:30.
Oh.
Watched him and my cousin drink a Blue Moon, and then I said, guys, love ya, but I am part of a morning show if you haven't heard. And I went to bed. So it was like, it was one of those sleeps where you're trying to force yourself to sleep. It was a little restful, but Baszler didn't come until later. She was coughing a little bit. And I go, why are you coughing? And she goes, I just have a tickle. And I go, it's not just a tickle. A tickle's waking up my pickle. And so then I would have to fall back to sleep. And then I woke up at 12:30 and came to work.
Yeah,
And there was a damn cop in the cornfield.
Oh.
And for whatever reason.
Which county?
One of them.
Yeah.
It's
okay if you don't know.
Sumner. He was right there waiting for me, and I was cooking at 60. Should have been pulled over. The speed limit's 55. But I saw him, and he thought he was going to get a drunk driver. It wasn't a drunk driver. It was me just going to my normal job.
I think you're allowed to go 5 over the speed limit, man.
How did you sleep?
Oh, Ray, it's terrible, dude.
Wow, we went one depressed to another.
I tell you, like I told you the other night that my 2-year-old woke up a few times. Last night, it was the 5-year-old. He woke up 5 times. He had a fever. I gave him medicine. He couldn't sleep.
Dr. Box.
He wanted me to turn on the air conditioning because he was so hot.
It was 40 degrees.
Exactly.
Please tell me you didn't turn it on.
I said, bud, I can't turn on the air conditioning. It's cold outside. You're hot because you're sick.
Go outside and sleep.
I said, I gave you medicine. In about 30 minutes, it's going to kick in, but he doesn't understand minutes. He doesn't understand 30 minutes.
It's also hard as a kid to understand it does take time. You think when you take the pill or whatever, it should happen instantly.
Yes. And I gave him the Motrin, whatever, the liquid Motrin, and I go back upstairs. I'm like, oh, I only gave him 5 milliliters. He's 5 years old. He needs more than that. So I fell back asleep, and about 8 minutes later, Dada, can you come? I don't know how long it was later, and I went down there.
Wish I wasn't your dad.
And I gave him more. I was like, oh, here, my buddy, I forgot to give you this. Like, I didn't give you enough.
You guys have full conversations at 2 in the morning? Hey, yes. Buddy, how are you sleeping?
Hey, Dad.
Oh, dude, he yells, Dada, can I have a kiss? Dada, can I have a hug? Dada, can you fix my blanket? Dada, can you turn on the cold air?
Dad! I'm sounding like Arnold now. Dad, was that 8 milligrams? Yeah, bud. Sorry. Here's another 2. Take it back.
So it was rough. And here's the problem. My wife is out of town for a funeral, so it's all on me.
So you think. Oh, I shouldn't have made that joke. It's a funeral.
No, yeah. I know it was a funeral. I saw the...
Did you check an obituary?
I did not, but I saw a post saying... We are saying goodbye to my mother today, blah, 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 blah.
It's her mom?
Not her mom, but the...
Josh, I was like, I'm about to feel terrible.
No, it was her friends. Her friend's mom, dude.
Why are you not at it?
Exactly. So, it was all on me, and the neighbor was coming over early in the morning to take them to school and all that, and I was like, look, before you drop them off, you give every single one of them Motrin. 30 minutes before you get to school, give them Motrin. That way, they don't have a fever. And that way, I can come in here and do this job. So, I have a deadline. Because after 4 hours, that Motrin is going to wear off.
Right.
And I'm going to get a call from the daycare that says, hey, your son has a fever. You need to come pick him up. So, that is why I felt rushed. And that is why I am like, we can do a pod. It's not, I don't know if it's going to be as long as normal, but we are doing a pod in a hurry because I am dealing with a sick kid, kept me up all night. I told the neighbor, pump him full of Motrin before you send him to daycare, and he is at daycare right now, and so far I've got no call. That's how I slept.
And also, the daycare person hits you up. You're like, turn on the radio. The Big Show.
It doesn't matter.
Right. They know you're at work.
It does not matter. Their policy is if they call you, your child needs to be picked up within 1 hour.
And, well, I mean, that sounds like freaking dicks when they hit you up and say that your golf balls are ready.
It's like when you do a Kroger order online, it says your order will be ready between 2 and 3 p.m. and you get a text at 1:45. Your order's ready. Wow, you actually did something early. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that one you gotta go wait. And they actually do in the window come and bring it out to you.
It's amazing.
So they have a person assigned getting all your groceries. I'm not turning this into the grocery store stories, but the person, there's one at their facility, they're there to work as a supermarket person. But for those 15 minutes, they work for you.
It's amazing. It says you get a text, hey, your shopper is doing your groceries right now, or your order is under, has started, whatever they're doing. They have started, and they will text you with any questions. And I did this yesterday because I didn't have time to take kids to the grocery store. I didn't have time to do all this.
Supermarket stories.
No, stories from the grocery store.
One, two, three.
Stories from the grocery store. So I did this, and when I went to go pick up the groceries, they were done early. And then it says, oh, you know, click this link when you're 10 minutes away.
Did you find the gray Poupon?
And so the only problem is I was driving, so I called my wife. I'm like, hey, can you click on it?
That's the text, dude.
And she goes, yeah, she clicks on it, but she's out of town, so it used her location.
They're like, you're in the wrong state.
And they did. They replied to her, and they said,
you're 20 hours away.
Seems like you're quite far from the store.
No, I'll make it in an hour.
Would you like to change your location? And that's when she called me back. She goes, I don't think it's going to work if I do it because it's marking me in Houston. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so then I get there and I pull in a parking spot and I call and I'm like, hey, I'm here. All right, cool. Then they call me back and they're like, oh, sir, we don't see you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the gray SUV and I'm in the parking spot where it says, you know, pick up groceries. She said, oh, no, that's you're in the wrong one. You're in the ones if you're going to come inside and get them. I need you to drive around the side of the store. There's two spots. You'll pull up there, and I'll be sitting there. All right, so I pull out, and I'd already popped the back glass of the SUV. So they
you're
could just
driving around with it like it's spring break?
So I could just
hey, Panama City 2008.
Hey, hanging out the back.
The kids are in the car seats.
Yes, and I was like, okay, so I just reverse out, and the car starts, beep, 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 because I got the damn glass open. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just drinking. And my kids are like, Dada, something's wrong. Dada, something's wrong.
No, I haven't been drinking.
Dada, what's that noise? I'm like, it's just yelling at us. Dada, why is it yelling at us? I'm like, because the glass is, well, you better close it. You better close. No, we're fine, whatever. So we drive over, and the lady, I roll down the window, and she goes, and I go, it's me. She goes, oh, okay. And she puts them in the back. I said, thank you. Sorry about that. She goes, no, happens all the time. Have a great day. Boom. Put my three bags in and we drove home.
Maybe make your instructions better. And also, you know, you can watch them, I think, as they're getting your groceries. There's some app, the Bazer does it, and she can tell if they stay on a particular item that it's hard for them to find it.
That's funny.
I know, yeah. So she'll go, hey, they're having trouble finding the mini Cokes. And then we go, all right, here we go. Get ready. They're going to get us 12 64-ounce liter colas. Like,
the replacement options they come up with are not always the greatest, but whatever. I appreciate the effort. But yesterday, like, I needed a red bell pepper, and they were out, so they put a green bell pepper. Absolutely fine. Doesn't make a difference.
And you always know the people that are getting somebody else's groceries because they walk so awkward on their cart, and they for sure have the double ear pods in.
Oh, for sure.
Listening to a potty.
And then you try to ask them, excuse me, do you know where this is? And they just keep walking. Like, oh, shop, personal shopper. What a different job. All you that would not be a terrible job, but it would be a terrible job at the same time.
Stop. I disagree with you wholeheartedly on this because I see them and I think I couldn't, unless you memorize the grocery store, which would easily take 6 to 8 months. And then again, there's always rotating food items. That would be the hardest 8 month training run of your life trying to find shit. Dude, I do it for 20 minutes and I hate my life. Bazer, hi there. You wanted the oak bark? You wanted the vanilla bark for the cookies?
Gotcha,
okay.
Gotcha.
I just found the dude, and he's telling me this is the only bark they have. Like, dude, I'm sending her pictures and all
gotcha.
That, dude.
Gotcha. You nailed my life. Dude. Whenever I tell my wife, hey, don't worry about it. I'll go to the grocery store this time. It is the worst decision I've ever made in my life because I get so stressed out. So stressed out trying to figure out where things are. Like, okay, I can't find this. What aisle is it on? Okay, she tells me what aisle. Okay, there's three different kinds. Take a picture. Which one do you want? The one on the left, right, middle? Which one is it? It's none of those. Okay, well, I don't know where it is. So stressful.
Vegan options, whole milk, 2% skim.
When I worked at Sam's, I worked there for 3 years. And I still didn't know where everything was, basically because I was a parking lot guy. But at the end, when it closed, they would have you do returns. Like, you'd have to put stuff back on the shelf. Half the time, I couldn't find it. I would just throw it in between the crap. Or I'd walk through the soft lines where the clothes were and just pick up a stack of shirts, slide the product in there, put the shirts on top of it.
As an employee, probably not the best practice. I will say this. If I'm at a Walmart and I decide or something I'm not going to get, is it bad to just put it on a shelf that it doesn't really belong on? I mean, there's people paid to then put it in its correct shelf, right? Or do I need to haul my ass all the way across the
store? That's a tough question.
And put it in its exact particular aisle? I mean, I don't work for the store, but again, they don't work for us, and then they bring us our groceries, so we should return the favor and put stuff away in the aisles.
As a former worker at Walmart and Sam's Club and Costco and Randall's, all types of grocery stores, I am more inclined to walk back and put it back where I got it if I decide I don't want it, because I used to get so frustrated when I worked there. What I don't understand is when people, they get like some meat and then they don't want it and they put it where the books are.
That's not what I'm talking
about. Guys, come on.
Not the stuff that can spoil. I would never do it with that.
I know, but you're talking like a box of goldfish.
Yes.
And you put it where the lamps are.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get it. Yeah. People do that all the time. Understand. I am more inclined to walk it back, but usually if I get something, I'm not really getting rid of it.
Dude, this is me. I usually put any of it. The goldfish, Reese's bars, Pops, if they don't have to be cold, if they're already lukewarm. If it's something, dude, I had rubbing alcohol because that's how I start my fire on my porch.
It's fire on your porch?
Some little fire pit, and you just put rubbing alcohol in it, and it lights it up, burns for 45 minutes. It's
legit.
Awesome. Pretty good Christmas present. Finally getting to use it. But I had rubbing alcohol, and I didn't need it. And I go, oh, I'll just put it in this aisle. Then I go, wait. What if somebody has kids, the kid knocks it over, it dumps on the ground, they get a little bit on their clothes, and then it starts a fire, and they die? I would feel so responsible for that. So then the rubbing alcohol, I will go march back to where it goes because of the ramifications of it. But goldfish, worst that can happen is the fish gets spilled or something. That was
Stories from the Grocery Store.
Dude, I didn't know we were doing that segment.
Man, I had a, yeah, well, yeah, I didn't either. But what, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and I'm going to tell you. Also, before I went to sleep, I saw some terrible news, and so it just kind of ruined my night also. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Whatever.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, I get a text last night from Justin. Not your Justin, but actually I did get one from Justin saying, hey, join my bracket, $10, winner take all.
These are my friends for you, dude.
And he's
we're going to play for $20 for the whole season.
And he said, password Buckeyes. I'm like, I don't want to play in that crap. Like, jeez.
I got in a fight with
him?
Yeah,
I did.
First of all, he said you can enter multiple brackets, which I hate, because then you can claim an upset even though you picked it in two brackets.
It's stupid.
And then me and my wife are going into it, and not everybody's going to do two brackets. So I explained to him, if me and my wife go into this six-person group, which is you, me, Justin, Eric Dodd, our buddy Bill, that's it. If me and my wife go in, we enter two brackets, since we're married and we have the same funds, if you guys all enter one bracket, and we do as amazing to win the whole thing, I would only win $10. Because three of our other brackets would have lost, and we're married, and so we would have only have won then $10.
And then he goes, Now you're not allowed in the bracket. I just texted. I said, hey, can we get a better password?
Joe, this is text from Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Wait.
Justin goes.
Hold on.
Wait.
Baser laughed at my, can we get a better password? And then she removed her laugh. Why did she remove the laugh? She doesn't want to make Justin mad?
I don't know. She might be on meds a little bit.
Oh.
Justin goes, okay, Ray has been officially banned from the pool due to his greediness. Anyone else who would like to join us is welcome to. But, dude, it's not greed. If you're going to win March Madness, you got to be talking in high school. I had principals, and for whatever reason, they didn't worry about losing their job because it's definitely illegal to conduct a pool.
Yeah.
Dude, I had principals that were in the town and teachers doing these pools where, as a kid, you could win $5,000. And now I'm an adult with my own money and I can win $10.
Yeah. That's not really worth it.
What are we doing here?
That's like I have to get on the phone with Keith today. Kid?
Hey, kid, you want to get in my 50-cent pool? The winner takes 80 cents.
Because he's having trouble with his computer, so I'm going to have to sit down at a computer, create a second bracket, and the tradition never dies, and I'm going to have to fill out his bracket pick by pick by pick.
64 by picks times 1 minute each, you're looking at over an hour.
Yeah, but that's okay, and anything he does takes over an hour, but I can already tell you it's going to be North Carolina winning it all in his bracket.
Not bad.
And I don't know who he'll have them playing, but kid, I got to go with North Carolina. They've been looking so good. 1 year, he picked North Carolina. They weren't even in the damn tournament.
It's like Justin, dude. Ohio State didn't even make the tournament. I can't believe he's still having the pool.
And he still used password Buckeyes. I mean, like, I didn't even know
they're in the CBA tournament or the CBI, dude.
Are they really? The college basketball?
They're in the NIT.
Oh. But, yeah. So then last night, I get a text from my friend Justin. And he goes, this couldn't be more true. And it's like a tweet from someone saying, yeah, maybe if Kansas didn't lie about their health, Auburn would have had a better seating. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We didn't lie about our health. Like, what? And then I log on to Twitter, and it says, McCuller, out for the tournament, bone bruise and knee. And I have been saying it for weeks. I've been saying it to my dad.
Bone bruise? That he needs Baser's shot.
There is no way it is a bone bruise. He had to have torn something in his knee or partially torn it, and they've been hoping it was going to heal without surgery. It didn't, and now he's out for the tournament because he hadn't practiced in 6 weeks. He's played like 3 games in the last 6 weeks. That is not a bone bruise. I'm not a doctor.
Stand down. I read the article, Sporting News. I just do want to quote the source. They said he's been doing training for 6 hours is what I read.
Maybe he's been having treatment on his knee for 6 hours a day.
Than playing game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Hunter Dickinson even put on Twitter, we know how much you know, everybody in the locker room knows what you did to get back on the court. We love you. So my hope of Kansas maybe getting hot, like being healthy and making a little bit of a run is over. Like it is dashed. Like I didn't think we were very good to begin with, but I thought, okay, we can win one or two games. I will be shocked. We win one game, I have to be super happy. Two games.
Stetson.
We play Samford, and then we play the winner of Gonzaga in McNeese State.
I texted Justin. I said, dude, watch out for Boise State. They're going to make a run. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're the worst team. They haven't won they've never won a game in March Madness.
I got a question. Did they win their play-in game?
I don't even know.
Or is that tonight? I know... I know Virginia lost last night. Did you know?
Dude, we've been going back and forth.
Dude.
We've been going back and forth saying dumbass teams are going to make a run. I said, watch out for Boise State to run the tournament. And then I hit him back and I go, also, watch out for Sparty. They're going to prove that Cinderella isn't a whore. Just teams that aren't. Sparty may make a run, but dude, I mean, Boise State has never won a game in the tournament.
That's funny. Well, Virginia, what's crazy, since 2018?
Those dumbasses lost to the 16 seed and then got bounced last year.
They have won 6 games in the NCAA tournament since 2018. They were all in 2019. They won the national title.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. They got bounced last year, and Zona got bounced.
Dude, did you see? They had 14 points at halftime last night.
Oh, they're not even in?
No, they were in the first four.
Did they get in?
No, they lost. They scored like 38 points the whole game. And Tony Bennett comes out and says, We're going to reevaluate our system after this loss. You think you need to score more than 38 points? Maybe get to like this decade of basketball where you have to run and you have to shoot and you can't hold the ball for 55 seconds every possession?
He was talking about his team as the system.
Yes.
I thought he was addressing the NCAA system and how they pick teams, saying they should have made the tournament. I just read headlines, dude.
That's funny.
Your dude's hurt. Dude, I don't know if it was 6 hours in the pool or if it was 6 hours on the court, but it sounds like he's been going. I mean, you're a doctor.
I know. But so that is just devastation. I haven't filled out my bracket. I am leaning. Here's the thing. I'm going to be stubborn, and I will not pick UConn to win it. UConn will not be winning it in my bracket only because, and I say this every year.
Watch out for Auburn.
If you're going to win a bracket, you'll have to be perfect in the first two rounds if you pick UConn to win it all, because 50% of the brackets are going to have UConn winning it all.
You're doing it statistically speaking, how to win it.
Yes. Statistically speaking, if you're behind a few points, you can be iced out in the Sweet 16.
Did you read our work pool? They give so many bonus points for picking upsets. Speaking of statistically speaking, you could pretty much hedge your bets and win the work pool just by picking nothing but upsets. Because you're given so many bonus points in the beginning rounds for picking upsets.
Oh, I didn't even read it. I just saw the fun committee. It came from the fun committee. Let's fill out a bracket. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to fill out a bracket.
Even that one, as how joking of a fun it is, gives out $200.
Oh, they do give out money?
That one still beats Justin's of $10. Dude, these are the offers I'm getting, bro.
The fact that Justin has like five people in his pool.
And even Bovada. Dude, are people like, is money, is our society
in this
poor
economy?
Dude, are we poor now?
In this economy.
Bovada hits me up and says, hey, get in our March Madness pool. If you pick a perfect bracket, you get $80,000.
$80,000?
I thought it was a million. What has happened to the dollar?
$80,000 for a perfect bracket?
Pick 64 straight that nobody's going to do.
I mean, Pepsi has given $100,000 for a bad bracket. I mean,
we got to go.
So, yeah, I have not picked a winner.
We got to go. Arnold just shit his pants.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the daycare. We're good. All right. So anyway, with all that sadness... All that sadness.
I never said it was the daycare. I said it was Arnold and
I know
himself.
I'm super excited for tomorrow. March Madness, my favorite time of the year. I will watch every single game Friday and Saturday.
Okay, coach. It starts Thursday.
I said Thursday and Friday.
You just said Friday, Saturday.
That's lack of sleep.
But you're not the only person that has these feelings. You realize every red-blooded dude and females and... That is all of them. Bro, we all love March Madness. So when you say that, your same emotions, we all have, bro.
I don't know if you have the same emotions as I do.
We do.
I think you like it. I don't think you love it.
Well, I didn't love it last year because my cat died.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Pablo. So that is the year I didn't love it. And then 2020, the pandemic, it got canceled.
Dude, and we did Woo Box. Like someone... Someone posted a picture on the Facebook page.
That's so depressing.
And said, I'm trying to make something. I don't know what they were trying to make. He goes, and the first website that pops up, and it's a picture of WooBox. He goes, I know not to use them. And I commented. I said, wait a minute. WooBox was there for us when sports weren't.
Wait, because they hosted us doing the coin flip madness?
Yes.
And they didn't understand why people were using them because March Madness got canceled.
And we kept calling the dude. And we're like, damn, dude, how do we happen to get you every time? He's like, I'm the only one that works here. Oh, got it, Kenny. My bad.
That's how it all started.
That's how it started. That's where WooBox came from.
Origin story.
But yes, the excitement I feel in your bracket, this is another thing. The bracket is a little not as fun now, but it's still great because we live in different cities. When you're growing up, you all live in the same neighborhood, and you'd print them out, and you would highlight every game you got wrong.
Hey, kid, I'm bringing over 64 pieces of post board.
That was amazing.
Poster board.
And I remember thinking every time I lost a game, oh, no, my bracket, it's over. I got no shot at winning. It's over. One loss, and you were devastated. You were like, oh, my, how am I so stupid? And now you realize you can lose a couple games and win the bracket.
No schlit. Let me say this about my March Madness. Dude, in high school, I was the guy that ran the pool.
Go ahead.
And this is why it brings up amazing memories for me. I would go around all, and I had them all do $2. And to this day, that pool was bigger than the one Justin's trying to get us to go into. Dude, so the winner would get 60, okay? I would have a manila envelope. I was walking around the school with $60. I'm pretty sure you could have gotten busted in detention. That was gambling, right?
I mean, it's technically gambling, but are we really going to waste our time busting people for that?
No. There's other things. Jaywalking.
Correct.
Speeding in school zones. Hitting a construction worker, $2,000 fine, and 15 years of prison. Don't you see those signs?
No.
Hit or kill a construction worker, $2,000 fine, and 15 years of jail. Maybe if he kills him for life.
Oh my God.
It's every time I pass a construction site going home. I'm like, I guess I won't hit one of them.
I've always seen slow down construction zone, but I've never seen kill a construction worker, go to prison forever.
It doesn't say forever. It says 20 plus year. If you hit a construction worker, $2,000 fine and 5+ years. Huh. But in high school, I'd get the manila envelope, collect the money from all the kids. I'd get everybody to sign up. And I'll never forget, I commissioned my buddy, Matt. He wanted to get in on it. And I was like, okay, dude, so what do I do? Do I just go to ESPN and enter all these people? So I thought I was going to have to create 60 separate ESPN accounts and enter it everybody. Back then, there wasn't ESPN. There wasn't a website for people to do it on.
You're right. So, you just printed it out and they filled out their bracket right there.
Right. So I told my friend, I said, hey, but ESPN lets you enter one bracket. So what if I just create 60 email accounts for all these people and then it does it automatically for us? And then he said, I think we're going to have to go through the brackets and by hand score every single one of them.
That's 100% how we did it.
But then we discovered that ESPN allows you to do multiple brackets. So I just did it as my name. I did 60 separate brackets.
Okay, because that's what I'm going to have to do this year for Keith is I'm going to have to do my name, two separate brackets where one is his, one is mine, and I'm going to have to name it something separate like Kid or Blue Jays forever. That way we know.
Bro, in 1 year, I believe a senior year, because I got into it first. It was Final Four in Tampa. My dad brought me a hat back, and from then on, I was sold, dude. All I did was fill out the brackets every single year. I'd get it from the newspaper and do it. And then in high school, I got into the gambling part of it, and senior year, dude, I was so into it. I printed off brackets for the Big East tournament, Big Ten tournament. The tournament before March Madness.
Damn.
My boys, hey, what roll dogs? They actually did it with me. I would, if somebody in our company at the water cooler handed me a Big East tournament bracket, I'd be like, who the f*** is this guy?
Who the f*** is this guy? That's awesome. And then another thing that shocked me, did you know the baseball season started today?
That counts as a regular season game?
Yeah.
It's in Seoul.
I had no idea it was today.
I don't believe that's regular season.
No, it's regular season, bro, because I'm in fantasy and I didn't start any of my guys.
So the real stuff happens in a week. It's next Thursday.
Right.
But there's just a one random game in Seoul counts towards the stats.
I think there's going to be two or three games in Seoul, but I think...
Well, this is what pisses me off.
Is that you had no idea. I had no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, you just killed my hopes and dreams. That means you can't pick who's going to win the home run leader for the whole year as a future.
Oh, my gosh.
It's already in the future.
Yeah.
I just went against what I always say. When you're in the future, it's too late to bet a future.
I mean, I realized like my fantasy baseball drafts happened, and everybody was in like, oh, we got to hurry and get them in. The season's about to start. And I'm like, man, we got like a week and a half, guys. What are we doing? Lo and behold, it's already started. I guess the Dodgers won.
Other stuff that's catching up on us, Masters. That's probably right around the corner.
It is, because John Rahm was talking about what his Masters dinner is going to be.
Summer.
Summer's right around the corner. She's pretty hot. I mean...
Spring break's over already. I didn't even go.
I didn't go either. Did you see those people that were passed out on the beach?
And their kids?
Yeah, they were 27 years old. They are engaged couple, and they were passed out drunk on the beach. And the cops wake them up, and they say, wake up! Wake up! And they're like, what? 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 Oh, we're not allowed to have a couple beers? They're like, where are your kids? And they're like, they're right over there, They were back at the hotel swimming in the swimming pool at the hotel.
Ages?
7 and 9.
Open up the crime pod. Are 7 and 9 able to hang out or take care of themselves?
I mean...
I pretty much know I had a neighbor kid that was 9 years old that would stay by himself.
I think stay by yourself, but to go swimming by yourself? Like, they were at the beach, and they left the beach and went back. Maybe the hotel was right on the beach, but either way... the ocean, I'm not trusting a 9-year-old by himself in the effing ocean because they were passed out on the beach. So that means the...
Bro, when we're on vacation, I don't trust Baser by herself to go run out in the waves. We go together. Not one of us goes by themselves. Because if one of us is going to get pulled out by a rip current...
Might as well be both of us.
Right, or we go together, or somebody at least died. We both died together, or we... The rip current killed us both, or we both were taken out, or one of us tried to save the other from the rip current. That's why we never go in the ocean alone.
Yeah.
Continue.
So you're going to let your 9 and 7-year-old be on the beach by themselves while they were passed out, snuggled up on the beach, just passed out, and the cops drive up in their truck and wake them up. And the dude gets up and he's like, oh yeah, they're right over. I mean, that is bananas.
Somebody narked. Cops ain't...
Right, okay.
Cops got more serious jaywalking crimes to prosecute than that.
I gotta say, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. But it's obviously a close friend or people over there that didn't like their tent the whole spring break. You're saying, hey, they're not with their kids.
Yeah. It had to be another family around them saying, okay, they're asleep. They watched those kids for a while. The kids... I mean, how long were they passed out? An hour? Because the kids got bored of the beach and went back to the hotel. Did they make lunch?
But also, if the kids just ditch their parents, would your kids just ditch you?
Maybe these kids have seen their parents pass out a lot, and they're also used to them passing out, and so they're like, hey, I guess we're on our own for now.
Listen, also independent. So if they are that independent, maybe the parents aren't as much at fault. If they're free-range kids, if they're very learned in the world, they know how stuff works. Maybe the kids have their own IDs.
Hey, maybe they only got their own credit card, debit card.
If you let your kids out of the house, would they just run away?
No.
See, my cat, if I opened the door, my cat would run away and never come back.
I think my 5-year-old, he would ride his bike or ride like his... my 4-year-old would ride the scooter. They'd go around the block, maybe. Now, the 2-year-old may just wander off because he doesn't really realize he's wandering off. I did have this problem with my dog the other day because my dog, Waldo, he's like 14 and a half. And we have an alley that runs behind our house, and that's where the trash cans are, and I took the trash out.
Yeah, horizontal fencing, not vertical.
No, mine is vertical. And... I threw the trash in there, and I closed the gate, and I came inside.
Ray, pink trash cans.
And I'm sitting there for about 10 minutes, and I'm like, Huh. I've seen Waldo for a minute. Waldo! 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 Nothing. And I go back in the backyard and I'm like, Waldo! Waldo!
Hey, buddy, zip it!
Nothing. I'm like, huh. And I go open the gate to the back alley. He's just sitting there waiting for me to open the gate. So I guess he had come out when I wasn't looking out the gate. I'd closed the gate and he just stayed there. He didn't run away.
See, you ain't living your life there. You're just going as a robot, dude. You didn't even know the damn dog was following you. You shut a fence to nothing and then the dog was right there with you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how much we live our lives on autopilot.
So I lost the dog for about 10 minutes because I was in the house and I was just like, I don't hear him. His little nails. And I was going to give him a puppy treat, but I couldn't find him to give him the puppy treat. And that's when I found out he was behind the gate, man.
Well, that crime was solved, but dude, maybe those kids are advanced. Back to the kids that are on the beach with their parents at spring break. Who says a kid at 9 isn't so independent that they could do that by themselves? The parents, drunk, at fault. Sleepy, not at fault. Take alcohol out of the equation. Yeah,
let's just say they're taking a nap on the beach.
How could you get in trouble for that? I'm sorry. I work a job to pay for these kids. I'm sorry I fell asleep. Sue me.
Sue me. I've been working 60 hours a week so I could save up for spring break so we could come down to the beach. Sue me.
Put the parent in jail for providing a fun beach experience for his kids. He's been working at the mine 80 hours a week so that his wife can suck off a couple pina coladas on a Friday night.
But that is a good question. If it is just them tired because they've been working so hard, is it the same thing? Or is it bad just because they're drunk?
The alcohol's involved.
It's a great question.
Really, you take the drugs and alcohol out of anything, you can get away with anything because you're just living life as a tired person. Tired is accepted in society. Drugs and alcohol aren't.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you said, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said that at the party. Yeah, I was tired. I was sober. But if you said it drunk, oh my gosh, we're never hanging out with them again. Everything is viewed so highbrow when people are drunk. Whereas if they're just tired, in this, we give grace.
Yeah.
Ray, we're tired.
I am tired, but here, I'm going to...
Not drunk.
No, I'm just trying to think. You're right. If you do it sober, it's like terrible.
That's why I'm trying to join in with you and say how bad it is. But take out the alcohol. I mean, you're at a beach. Don't kids kind of run on their own anyways? I mean, the one...
No, go ahead.
The parents at the beach castle.
Oh, man.
Like, my opinion on that is you let these kids dig a damn beach castle that's has their head only exposed?
Yeah.
Are you getting crazy? Dude, anytime my nephews dig something where my feet are just in, I'm like, nope, up! I'm a little trapped, guys. Get me out. Because all it takes is a little bit of water to come in, and all of a sudden you're a little bit deeper. Guys, barely my toes in. I don't need you burying my whole body.
Yeah. God, that's a bad one.
That's a bad one. I didn't mean to bring that up. But, I mean, beach, people are kind of running around and crap.
Yeah, kids do run up and down the beach. I mean, it's not like you're going to watch them.
You know the anal, can we use that word in today's society? Anal parents? Johnny, get back here. Come over here with
Johnny,
me.
Johnny, don't get more than 2 feet in front of me. Johnny, what are you doing, Johnny? Don't put your foot in the water, Johnny.
Dude, how annoying is that parent?
Terrible.
So these parents are the complete opposite of that, but you kind of need the happy medium.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go to the email. Oh. Coaches, okay, I'm sick of y'all messing up and being confused about basketball rules. NBA is different because who knows, and that's not a sport. It's just entertainment. I'm a Colorado 2-time final 4A and also state champ referee. If you have rules questions, please ask me so you don't look like idiots and can actually have a take on the topic. For example, LSU fan/brother is arrested. Referee step back and note all players and all non-head coaches involved in a fight to be ejected and suspended, as well as players on the court that cause and throw punches. Head coaches are the only ones allowed to break up fights and pull their own players back. They can't push or contain opposing players, only hold back their own. Referees stay back because if they hold back one player in the fight, and that fighter gets punched in the face and breaks a nose, then the referee can become liable for making the player defenseless. Okay, I think you're talking about the LSU-South Carolina fight. I just thought it was crazy that the brother jumped in the damn fight. We didn't say anything about the fight or the refs breaking up the fight. Bryce,
and thanks for clearing
keep that
it up.
Anonymous.
We are now ready for March Madness if we see anybody fighting.
We will now know, but thank you. I'm sorry that we sound like idiots. Now, this is another one. Coachers, I just quit my job and I'm moving to a position that will work around Cibolo, Texas for a couple weeks at a time. I was wondering where the best food in the area is at. Cibolo is between San Antonio and Austin, in case you didn't know. Thanks. Keith.
Hey, kid, what's your email address? I got something I want to send you.
Well, Keith, I'll be honest with you. I've been to Cibolo. Cibolo Steel won the state championship back with Malcolm Brown, running back that went to UT, played in the NFL. That's the team I used to watch.
Name them.
I couldn't tell you a damn restaurant in Cibolo. Use Google.
Name them.
Housewives
reference.
I still don't know it. Dylan Vick. Dearest coaches, I will be in town this weekend for my Dirty 30.
D30?
I'm somewhat local, so I'm wise enough to say F Broadway. We will be doing Top Golf, Putt Shack, and Printer's Alley.
What? Whack?
Staying at the Thompson in the Gulch and lighting up L.A. Jackson all day Saturday.
Coach,
pull up.
You read that way too fast. Did he say I'm going to sit at the hotel and whack?
No, he said he's going to go to Putt Shack.
Oh. I was like, that's the last option on Broadway. There's a lot more to do than that.
That was Tuesday, March, so we just missed it. Happy birthday, Dylan Vick. All right. Enough of these emails. I'm done. I got to go.
I got to give him props, though, for planning that out. L.A. Jackson rooftop is sick. I didn't hear the rest of it because I was trying to come up with
Putt Shack.
Have you been to Putt Shack?
No, I've heard it's great.
Really? From who? Parents?
Morgan.
Hey, I'm going to pass on that place.
Really?
Dude, there's a hole where you just answer a trivia question, and if you get it right, then you get to play the hole. If you get it wrong, you don't play the hole.
What?
Like, there's too many outside things. I'm all about the putting, stick in my hand, you got a drink right here, you got your girl by your side, you're hitting a little putt whack, you know, you give it a whack. That's what I'm putt is about. No, I'm not answering a trivia question. Sometimes I get their stuff flying out. Some of the holes are impossible. It's a little crowded. They don't sell alcohol in it. So you have to put it in your pockets and just carry it the whole time.
What?
I know. So parents wouldn't have understood that. Little crowded. The holes end up wrapping. So we were like talking next to the group behind us and I didn't come here with you guys. Why are we talking to you right now? So the whole time he was going, how are you guys going to do on this? Let's see. What's you guys' scores?
Hey, did you get that trivia question right? Idiot, you got to move to the next hole.
Well, thank God. BJ, our friend, told me the answer to the trivia question. It was something about Britney Spears or Madonna. Got it right so I could play the hole. Otherwise, I wouldn't have played the second hole.
Incomplete scorecard.
That, my friends, is why I didn't like it.
Hey, that'll get you DQ'd on the PGA Tour.
They're getting stricter about that.
Yeah.
Jay Spieth. Right.
Have a good week. Or no, what is God? I'm really lost.
M Madness.
Have a good Wednesday. March Madness starts tomorrow. Friday, we will come in here. We will complain about all our bad beats. We will talk about how our bracket sucks. How this team lost. This team won. I can't believe it. The buzzer beaters. I cannot freaking wait. Pod on Friday should be lit. It'll be quick because I'll have to get home for the Friday games. Have a great Wednesday. And one last email. Hey, Lunchy, Robidouche here. Me and a few of the losers are planning on coming to iHeart in Austin. How do we get in a thing beforehand before it starts? I felt like last year you had a group thing with listeners. Am I crazy? Let me know. Robidouche.
I don't know my own schedule.
I don't know because she said me and Ray were with a bunch of listeners.
I didn't go.
Oh.
They haven't flown me to iHeart Austin or Vegas in 5 years. Every time if I have been in there in the last 5 years, I've paid on my own dime. And yeah. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, so Robidouche, I'm going to go with you're crazy. All right. Have a great day. We out.
This is not something for me to do there. There's no audio stuff. It's mainly a video-type concert.
Yeah, but hey, I got a great email.
Ray, I'm there schmoozing.
No. I got an email today, Ray, that could be huge for our pod. Just so you know, coming up. I can't tell you about it right now. I can't tell them about it right now.
Right.
But
read it.
No.
Oh.
I will tell you about it, and it's like... Legit.
Did we just get bought out by Spotify?
No, nothing like that. No buyouts. It just says, let me start it off. Hello, coachers. This is blank from blank.
Nah, already
show.
We're going to do a joint show.
I would love if we could get together and incorporate our blank with you guys.
Clay and Buck, our studio.
I'm just telling you.
They want to do a politics show and a sports show together?
I'm just telling you what I just got.
Hey, Buck, what do you think about that? Huh? Well, guess what? I don't give up.
All right. Yeah. That's just a great email. All right. Stop it so I can read it to you.
Hey, Clay, what do you think? Republican or Democrat?
Hey, blue or red? Hey, you know what? You know how I filled out on my bracket, damn it? I picked all the red teams. If they got red on their jersey, I know they're a winner.
Hey,
God damn it, I picked the blue ones, mother.
Hey, Buck, what's your body count? Well, I don't talk about that kind of stuff. That is perverted. Buck, when was the last time you banged? I don't talk about that. I only bang a ballot.
The only banging I want to see is a judge banging that gavel 7 in a prison for life.
Biden, what do you think about Wagner? Oh, is he running for the Green Party? No, in the March Madness tournament.
They were short on bodies, but big on heart. They advanced to the tournament. They won the first four.
I wish we could play our one shining moment.
Oh,
can't play that anymore.
God,
dude.
We can't play that anymore.
All right, we gotta go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.